Spotlight on Abuse. Episcopal Choirmaster Bruce McInnes. In March 2022, Grace Church School, located in Manhattan, NY, published an investigatory report detailing multiple incidents of sexual abuse of children by choirmaster Bruce McInnes, employed by the school from 1992 to 1999. Although the school had become an independent legal entity by the time of the report, McInnes' abuse of children occurred while the school was part of nearby Grace Episcopal Church. 8 victims have been identified as connected with the school. 4 victims of other abuses were also identified in the course of the McInnes investigation. McInnes' part-time employment with the University of Maine, Farmington, was terminated in 2020 when the university learned of the ongoing investigation into McInnes' conduct with minors. He previously had been employed as a choirmaster at Old South First Congregational Church in Farmington and had formed Master Singers, an all-male choir that achieved international acclaim. McInnes' academic positions included stints at Oregon's Pacific University, the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire, Sarah Lawrence Collegiate, Cleveland Institute of Music. His church music positions included time at Amherst's Grace Church Trinity Methodist in Springfield, Massachusetts, First Unitarian Church of Farmington, ME. McInnes died on April 15, 2021. 5 former students brought civil actions against the church, the school, and the diocese. All were settled at mediation and subject to non-disclosure agreements. Among the organizational failures identified in the independent investigation were the following. Faulty decisions around the hiring and supervision of McInnes. Inadequate responses to warning signs. Failures to fully investigate and promptly terminate McInnes when presented with evidence of his misconduct. Failures to communicate with parents. Anglican Watch notes an additional failure to immediately notify law enforcement when misconduct allegations were first received. Additionally, had the church adopted proposals for an abuse hotline when first proposed in 1994, some of McInnes' abuse might have been prevented. The lack of a central point of authority has been noted in all denominations as a significant reason for failure to respond appropriately when misconduct allegations arise. Further, McInnes was hired despite the knowledge that he had been terminated from prior positions due to allegations of sexual misconduct. And many of the issues identified in the report would have been prevented via simple strategies, including the requirement of 2 unrelated adults present at all times when children are involved. McInnes was never subject to criminal charges for his abuse. Lastly, the school's external review committee notes that the current model within many dioceses of purely online courses for sexual misconduct prevention and training is inherently flawed. GC and GCS should, if they do not already, consider live in-person training on the topic of sexual misconduct. It is well known that annualized training delivered via an online model can lack retention due to the repetition and monotony of it. Training topics that are critical to any operation are usually delivered live and in person, thus emphasizing the importance and increasing retainage significantly. Anglican Watch plans further coverage of the current gaps in misconduct prevention training in the Episcopal Church. https://www.gcschool.org/about-gcs/response-to-reports-of-abuse. And NBSP.